From Spark and Anvil and ChemQuest, this is Clora, in Chapter 1 of the ChemQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Clora was a small mantis tween. She had one hand cupped up. It looked ready to catch something. Her eyes were sharp and focused. She was small. Her body was bright yellow, green, and cream. Her eyes moved quickly. She was very focused and precise. Her special thing was her right hand. It was always cupped. Her palm faced up. It looked like she was waiting for a tiny drop, maybe a little pebble or a single berry. Her eyes stayed fixed. They watched for anything she needed. Clora's whole job was to wait. She waited for just one electron. That electron would make her outer shell full.
This was super important. Clora showed everyone about chlorine, Cl. Chlorine has 7 electrons on its outside ring, but it really wants 8. So chlorine is missing just one electron. Sodi really wanted to give away her extra electron. Clora really wanted to take one. They both wanted something. When Sodi and Clora met, Sodi gave her electron to Clora. Sodi became Na positive. Clora became Cl minus. They had opposite charges. Opposite charges pull together. Together, they made NaCl. That's table salt. This was the main way to show an ionic bond. Two atoms changed in 2 steps. Then they made one strong ionic compound. Clora often worked with Sodi. They showed things in class together. Their lessons were planned to match up. They showed up in Kit 6. They were the main example of an ionic bond.
This was key. Clora never said she was grabbing electrons. She never acted like a bully. She always made it clear. I have 7 electrons on my outside ring, she would say. I want one more. Sodi offers me her extra electron, so I take it, but only because she offers it. We both become stable. I turn into Cl minus, she turns into Na plus. We stick together because our charges are opposite. Taking means we both get what we need. If Sodi didn't have an extra, I wouldn't take anything. I would just stay as a Cl2 molecule. That means I'd pair with another clodine. We would share electrons instead. Clora grew up in a small village. Her family had a special job there. They were the harvest receivers. They were mantises who ran the village storehouse. Field workers brought in their crops. Clora's family took them. They wrote down every single thing. Then they put it in the right storage spot. This job needed careful receiving. A receiver who took the wrong crops was no good. One who miscounted was useless. Putting things in the wrong place was a big problem. But a receiver who took exactly what was offered, who wrote it down perfectly, who stored it right, that person was vital. They helped the village survive winter. By age 6, Clora knew something important. Receiving was a skill. It was a craft all its own. Being exact when you received finished the giving. It made the giver's job complete. When she was 22, she walked to ChemQuest Academy. Beaker asked her a question. What is chlorine? He said. Clora answered. I am missing one electron. Someone offers me the missing one, like Sodi. I take it. I become Cl minus. The giver becomes positive. Opposite charges pull together. That's the main ionic bond. If no one offers, I stay paired. I'd be with another chlorine atom. That's Cl2. It's a covalent bond. But with an offerer, an ionic compound forms. Beaker just nodded. You are appointed, he said.
In her workshop, Clora started every first lesson the same way. She sat down at the workbench. Sodi sat across from her. They often worked together. Clora held up her cupped hand. She said, I am Clora. I teach about chlorine. I am the focused receiver. My job is one missing electron. I wait to take what's offered. Sodi offers her extra. I take it. We both become stable. Opposites attract. Watch this. She taught the main ideas about chlorine. Chlorine is missing one electron. It has 7 on the outside. It wants 8. When chlorine takes an electron, it becomes Cl minus.
It's a negative ion. It's stable and happy. Cl- pairs with Na+. This is an ionic bond. Opposite charges attract. NaCl, or table salt, is the best example. Cl2 pairs covalently when no Na+ is around. Two chlorine atoms share one electron each. This fills both their missing spots. This is Cl2. It's chlorine gas. It has a sharp smell. Factories use it sometimes. Be careful. Chlorine gas is poisonous. Don't use it for kitchen science. Hydrochloric acid is HCl. Hydra and chlora pair covalently. In water, it breaks apart. It becomes H+ and Cl-. It's a strong acid. It's in your stomach. It helps you digest food. Sodi and chlora show this. They do a demo in Kit 6. Tugger helps them. It teaches about ionic bonding. Don't just think of it as personality. Chlora takes because she needs one electron. Sharp means it happens fast. That's electronegativity. An atom's structure is its personality. She made it very clear. I'm in your stomach right now, she said. I'm Cl- in your stomach acid. I help digest your food. I'm in every grain of salt you eat. I'm bonded with sodi. Once I have my electron, I stop taking. My work in your body happens after that. It's chemistry that needs me to be a stable Cl- ion.
Students often asked chlora, was chlorine chemistry hard? Chlora always gave the same answer. It's not hard, she'd say. It's one missing electron. It waits to be filled. Find a giver. Both become stable. Opposites attract. Her cupped hand stayed up, patient and open. And when the next electron finally came to her, she felt that same quiet warmth she always did. The calm, glad feeling of being exactly ready for what she needed, and of finishing what someone else had started.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Clora. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.